Editor. My partner and I walk in the woods often. Each time before starting out I quietly rehearse my script. Excuse me, but it is not my responsibility to put your dog on a leash. Sometimes I manage to stick to my lines, at other times I careen off-piste. Every month at least once, more likely twice, a largish off-leash dog, or two, will come at me hackles raised, growling, barking, ears back, teeth exposed or a combination of these. This week it happened twice on two consecutive walks in our local, very well signposted, dogs on leash, forest trail and again today at Smuggler Cove. Four groups with multiple dogs, only one animal on leash. What dog owners who walk their dogs off leash do not seem to comprehend is how their thoughtlessness affects people like my partner and me. The revisiting of previous encounters. The psychological pre-prep before each walk. The readying oneself for what may occur. The toxic discharge into the body of adrenaline and other self-defense and aggression-stimulating chemicals. The harsh words and actions as may regrettably ensue. And finally, the day or three that it takes to rid oneself of the foul aftertaste left by such encounters. Oh, she's only a puppy. Don't worry, they don't bite. It must be your hiking poles. Or best of all, we live here. We live here, indeed. That is tantamount to saying we only break the speed limit in our own suburb, or only shoplift at the local store. We live here is one of the most important reasons not to. Come on people, keep your dogs leashed in on leash environments. Carlos Liltvid, Half Moon Bay.